This is episode number 2354 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 20th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Captain Lee's fate on Below Deck has been revealed in part two of Below Deck's bombshell episode.
I don't know if I want to know this because I haven't watched the first episode. Okay, tell me. I can't wait.
You're always a spoiler guy.
I am a spoiler guy. They don't bother me. They really don't.
All right. So last week, you know, Captain Lee announced he's leaving.
He's leaving.
Health issues.
Yeah.
Not improving. My mind's there. My heart's there. My body just won't cooperate, he told the crew.
Yeah.
I've never quit, and this time I have to.
Now, it's sad.
Well, that's a bummer.
I like Captain Lee.
Yeah, I really do too.
Yeah.
So after revealing he already had his ticket to fly home later that day.
Well, yeah, that's his
get
deal.
Medical treatment.
That's his deal. He's always got somebody's ticket to fly home. I got your ticket. Fly you home.
Well, he cheered everyone up at that time by informing them it's a round trip ticket.
Ooh. See, and I told you.
I told you.
Oh, you told me. Okay, you told me. You told me.
And that's not all. In a shocking twist.
Ooh.
Shocking.
Shocking.
The relief captain stepping in to fill his shoes in his absence.
Wait. Don't tell me.
Was none other.
It was Captain Jason from Down Under.
Oh, hubba. Captain Sandy.
Ooh, Captain Sandy from Med. I love her.
I know.
I love her. She is like,
she's
tough,
awesome.
But she's fair. And she's compassionate. Yeah. You know? She's right with you there until you, like...
She is.
She can't go any further with you.
She's down with the ship, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's totally going down with the ship. Are you kidding me?
So, my guess is she's between seasons.
Oh, yeah. Of course she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Med just finished up.
Right. Yeah. She's got some free time on her hands.
And this is, you know, Bravo.
Yeah.
So, she's a Bravo celebrity. So
she is a Bravo celebrity.
Yeah. So...
Keep her working.
That's right.
Don't put someone weird in there.
She's on the roll.
Don't put someone in there we don't know.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
No, Captain Sandy.
You know, Captain Sandy. That's why they bring Chef Ben back a lot.
I know. I miss him.
I miss him. Well, he's, you know, I follow him on Instagram. He's got his crap together. He's catering and
he's busy.
Stuff. He's catering.
He's moved on.
To like royalty and stuff.
Yeah.
He has moved
on. He won't be back.
But I like him so much.
Now, Captain Sandy said, my hope is that Captain Lee feels supported. I'm here to take care of his boat and his crew until he comes back.
And you can hear her say that, right?
Yes, you can.
You can hear just the way she says it and everything else. And
but she says, until he comes back.
And she will take care of his crew. She will be fair to his crew. Now, I've not watched this season. I don't know who's on there this season. I finished up Med about a month ago, the last season of Med, which I think was earlier this year. So now I got to go in and I got to watch this season of Below Deck. And I'll probably do it over the Christmas break. You know me. I have to watch my Below Deck. And I'm a little behind.
Yeah, so that's all we can talk about because for me, I have to keep up with it. I can't. It's hard to pop in. Well, I can still, never mind. I can too.
You can pop in every other episode because it takes two episodes to do one charter.
That's true.
That's what I figured out. One charter and the night out, which is where all the drama is. That's where all the drama happens and everybody wants to sleep with each other and then they're mad at each other the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's two episodes.
That's true.
Well, good luck to Captain Lee. And, of course, thank you, Captain Sandy, for coming to the rescue.
Captain Sandy, woo-woo! Well, Brad Pitt, it's kind of confirmed. He does have a new love interest.
Ooh, does he? Ooh.
Or an interest.
Do tell.
Just in time for the holidays.
Yes, of course.
So there can be holiday canoodling, kissing
canoodling
under the mistletoe.
For the holidays.
And such.
Now,
sources say that Brad is dating a 30-year-old.
Ooh. Almost half his age.
Well, I was worried that I thought she was still in her 20s, and that's just...
Okay, so...
What are you, he's 54 or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
He's in his 50s.
It would be okay if he was in his 70s, so there.
She's young enough to be his daughter.
So what?
So 30-year-old jewelry executive, model, and influencer Inés de Ramón.
Oh, okay. All right. And so she's it, huh? She's
Brad
the
and Inés recently started on a... they started dating.
Yeah.
Brad is enjoying spending time with Inés.
Of course.
Getting to know her better.
Of course he is.
And so a source said...
of course they
it's
did.
It's still new.
Of course it is.
But they're seeing where things go, and they like each other. They're having a good time together. In other words, the sex is probably good.
You know what? How does the source know this stuff? They say this.
Well, Brad and Inés first sparked romance rumors when they were spotted last month
last
at a Bono concert in Los Angeles with Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber.
Oh, well, you know, they're hanging out with his crew.
Well, the funny thing is that the Crawford and Gerber people,
yeah,
they're, you know, George Clooney's besties.
Yeah, they all hang out.
They do all hang
out.
You
know, Brad Pitt and all them. Yeah. They're all friends.
At the time, sources insist they were just friends, that their relationship was not romantic, which makes you think, right?
Of course it is. I wonder now. I wonder. So, you know, I know Brad has just kind of tried to date people without having anything real serious. So I wonder if this is going to get serious or not.
Well,
should we start a Brad Pitt pool? The pit pool.
We could. The pit pool. Yeah.
Yeah. Will it last? However, if she is a jewelry exec, model, and influencer, maybe she's got money and he doesn't have to worry about the money being an issue. I can imagine being Brad Pitt. No, I can't. But I can imagine being a celebrity of some wealth. And being concerned that all people want from a relationship is to be around my money. You know?
Well, of course that's going
to
be...
I don't have to worry about that personally, but I would like to know what that feels like.
Just once.
Oh, forever.
Well, that's true. Forever.
I mean, you know, how does that feel to be worried that people you're dating are just dating you for your money?
That would be that's rough. It would be rough.
Here's the deal. When Brad Pitt is 75 and still dating women that are half his age, that should tell you something. That'll tell you.
Well, you know, right now it seems to be working for Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's not that old, though. He's like, I guess they are kind of the same age, aren't they?
Yeah, and he always dates people like half his age.
Yeah, well, we know Leo doesn't date anybody over 25. So.
Yeah, he's got scruples.
There you go.
You know.
Hey, with our apologies to the last woman who dated Brad Pitt, I don't remember who it was, and Halle Berry, more Who Cares tomorrow. Hoo-hoo.
Hoo-hoo.
Have a great day, and...
Hootie-hoo. That's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.